Muslim, and then so what might have been was always meant to be. High, lonesome, and then some, still looking for someone, looking for someone I meet. All she wanted me to be was a halfway decent person, but I'd always been afraid of change. I lied through my teeth, and of course it worked at first, but then it just got worse and worse, and now we're totally estranged.
Good morning, Portland's Lonesome Captain here. That was Todd Snyder with the title track off his great High Lonesome and Then Some album. Oh, how I wish this was an hour just about how great that album is, but that is not the way things played out. Sorry to everyone for the loss of Todd Snyder. We're going to listen to some of his great songs right here on KXRY Portland. 107.1 and 91.1 FM, and always stream on the archive at X-Ray FM. Here's Human Condition, also off the great record, High Lonesome and Then Some. It's country funk time.
I was born in human condition, facing the great unknown. I was born in human condition. I am facing the great unknown. Have to wonder what we're doing here together, even though I know I'm leaving here alone. So I found myself in a circle of some people, where I wound up wishing I'd known. Found myself in a circle of some people, where I wound up wishing I had known. Nobody ever knows anybody well enough to compare another life to their own. I can't please anybody that loves me any more than anyone I know. I couldn't please anybody that loved me any more than anyone I know. I had to kick my addiction to approval so I could stick with the ones I enjoy.
Like I don't know how.
Like I don't know how. Expecting to be here now, without planning or reflecting or even expecting to be here now. I was born in human condition, dancing like I don't know how.
These thoughts in my own head, the right to run on. until I've got to walk, until I've got to crawl. This moment that I'm in right now and nothing else at all. I play a train song, pour me one more round, make them leave my boots on when they lay me into the ground. I am a runaway locomotive, have a one track. A little smile across his face, and though I tried with all of my sadness, somehow I just could not weep. For a man who looked to me like he died laughing in his sleep, singing a train song, drinking one last round. We made him leave his boots on the day they laid him down. He was there.
A mustard stain, rolling up a hose outside in the rain. He's been my neighbor since about 79. Of course, he is in prison most of that time. Ever since then, he just ain't been right. His old lady works days and they fight most nights. Laid off and blown off, pissed off on booze. Double wide blue. Metallica song blasting from three trailers down. Some cut off t-shirt and nunchuck kids coming around. Tonight they'll get drunk, try to get laid, end up in a fight out behind some arcade. You know, one of them little shits broke my window last spring. I told his mama she didn't do anything. She works two jobs. The boy runs loose. Double wide blue. Double wide blue. I got the blue. Double wide. My buddy Jimmy, his trailer's cool. He got him a deck with one of them blue plastic pools. He works in construction, builds spec homes. His woman left him though, so now he's down there alone. My friend Anita loves him. He don't know. So busy chasing my neighbor's wife, Flo. Soap opera heaven without all the clues. Double wide blue. double wide blue. I got the blue double wide. While Bill the manager, he keeps to himself. The war took his smile like them pills took his health. He's too old to run around with the Klan anymore. Still got a Confederate flag hanging up outside his door. I sit here watching all this nothing go on. I don't get out much since OJ's been on. Sometimes it's nice having nothing to lose except them double wide blue, double wide blue. I got the blue, double wide, double wide blue. I got the blue, the double wide.
Welcome back to It's Country Funk Time, celebrating the songs of Todd Snyder with Double Wide Blues. We also heard Play a Train Song, and we started off with The Human Condition. One thing I liked about Todd Snyder is he said he didn't play to change people's minds. He just played to make himself feel better. He didn't have an agenda. He was just a good guy with some good songs. Also, born in Oregon. Moved on, of course. So we're going to start off this next sequence with probably the one song, if you don't know Todd Snyder, you know. This is Beer Run, right up there with All Right Guy. These are the songs that put Todd Snyder on the map. So here we go. It's Country Funk Time.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. All we need is a 10 and a 5, or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. A couple of frat guys from Abilene drove out all night to see Robert Earl Keene at the K-Pix. Wine and soiree dance, wore baseball caps, khaki pants. They wanted cigs, so to save some money, they got one off a hippie that smelled kind of funny. The next thing they knew, they was both really hungry, pretty thirsty too.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. All we need is a 10 and a 5, or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run.
They found a store with a sign, said their beer was cold. This isn't in Brad, cause he looked the oldest. He got a case of beer and a candy bar. Walked over to where them registers are, laid his fake ID on the countertop. The clerk looked, he turned, he looked back, he stopped. He said, boy, I ain't calling the cops, but I am keeping this card. The guys took it hard.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run. We would be if we only brought a better fake ID on a B-double-E-double-R-U-N, Beer Run.
They met this other old hippie named Sleepy John. He claimed to be the one from the Robert Earl song, so they gave him their cash. He bought them brews. It's a beautiful day out in Santa Cruz. They was feeling so good, it should have been a crime. The crowd was cool, the band was prime. They made it back up to their seats just in time to sing with all their friends. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, B-Run. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, B-Run. All we need is a tin and a fiber, a car key, and a sober drive. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, B-Run. Said B-double-E-double-R-U-N.
Sitting here waiting in the Tillamook County jail. I'm hoping that she's not so mad now that she doesn't even pay my bail. If I was her, I'm not so sure I wouldn't keep on moving down the trail. I'm sitting here waiting in the Tillamook County jail. Got a lump on my head and a boot print on my chest. What the guys in here call the Tillamook County lie detector test. Well, I did my best, but as you might have guessed, it's a tough test not to fail. I'm sitting here waiting in the Tillamook County jail. One phone call to Tylenol. Four cold gray walls closing in. If I ever do get out on that highway again, I ain't ever going back to Tillamook County. No, I ain't ever going back to Tillamook County. It all started when I had a little trouble with a guy on a highway crew. And that lying son of a gun, he told him I'd done some things that he didn't do. They came running for me down 101, lights flashing on my tail. And now I'm sitting here waiting in the Tillamook County jail. One phone call to Tylenol. Four cold gray walls closing in. If I ever do get out on this highway again, I ain't ever going back to Tillamook County. No, I ain't ever going back to Tillamook County. Sitting here waiting in the Tillamook County jail. Now I'm still hoping that she's not so mad now that she doesn't even pay my bail. We're coming down on vacation, gonna leave on probation. Have to send all my money through the mail. I'm gonna send all my money through the Tillamook County jail. Yes, I'm gonna send all my money to the Tillamook County jail. Hey, I'm gonna send all my money to the Tillamook County jail.
I come from Oregon. I probably told some of you that before. That's where I come from. And when I got out of school there by a thread, I got this ride down to Santa Rosa, California, and that didn't work out at all. So I called my brother. He was living in Austin. He had these friends that were letting him stay on their couch. And I figured they might have a couch that I could stay on, so I got this ride to Austin, Texas, and got to this address my brother gave me, and this guy introduced himself as Bonehead. And I went in and started asking around. Turned out they didn't have the second couch, they just had the one couch for my brother. But they knew where there was a party, and I thought, well, that's good enough. So We all got in this car and we drove across town to this party where all these people were standing around drinking, and there was this guy in the corner of the party. His name was Trog, and he was 6'8", 300-pound guy. And he had a beer in each hand, and he was telling stories, and people would gather around him laughing. They weren't really funny stories, but he's 6'8", 300 pounds. So I went over there and started laughing too, you know. And then towards the end of the party, when everybody drizzled out a little bit, I got to talking with Trog. Turned out him and his friends, they did have an extra couch that somebody could stay on. So I went over to their house and stayed for like 3 months, you know. And we would, most of the time at night, we would sit around and listen to whatever Trog said we were going to listen to on the radio, you know. Drink beer, whatever. One night we were sitting there listening, and he put on this CD of this guy I'd never heard by Jerry Jeff Walker, who you might have heard of. Yeah. He, if you had never heard of him, his main thing people know him for is the song Mr. Bojangles, but he's got a ton of great songs. And I'd never heard that kind of music before, and I got so excited, I told my friend, I said, this is it for me, you know. He said, well, he's playing at this place called Green Hall. So that Friday night, me and Trog got in this truck, and we drove down to Green Hall to see Jerry Jeff, and he come out kind of like tonight, like I am, with just a guitar and sang some songs. I thought, shit, I could do that. So I went, I got myself a guitar, you know, and I started practicing, and a few months later, I was singing, and I feel like I got all that Jerry Jeff Walker records that they are. I got every single one. And if you're like me, when you get a record, I like to read the inside, the notes and stuff inside. So I was reading in some of his Jerry Jeff Walker records, and it turns out he records most of his stuff in this little town, not really a studio, but a little town called Luckenbach, Texas, that you might remember from that song, Willie and Waylon and the Boys in Luckenbach, Texas. The town itself is actually a beer hall, a post office, a house, a parking meter, and that's the whole thing. And Jerry Jeff loved to hang out there, and he had become my hero, and they've had music on Fridays and Saturdays, so I wanted to play there. So I sent my tape over there and tried to get them to call me, and they never did call me. And then one night we were sitting around watching whatever Trog wanted to watch on TV, you know. And the phone rings, and this woman says, hey, this is Large Marge from down in Luckenbach. And our show on Saturday canceled, and we was wondering if you could come fill in. And I got excited, because I've been 6 or 7 months trying to get the show, so I was so excited. My heart's beating. I held the phone and checked with Trog. He said it was okay if we took the gig. And that weekend, we all got in this old $450 car that I had, and we started driving down the highway towards Luckenbach, Texas. And friends and neighbors, if you've never been to Luckenbach, Texas, you may never go, because tourists take the signs that point to it to keep in the garage and stuff. So you get out in the desert and there's no signs. And of course, it was just me and all my friends. There's all guys in the car. So we drove about another 2.5 hours before we ever pulled over and asked anybody where we was. We were on this thing called the Devil's Backbone Highway, right? So we finally pull into this place uniquely named the Devil's Backbone Tavern. And we go in, and all the guys say, I gotta go in, you know? And so I go in there, and it's like one of them bars, like everyone's drinking beer, and they're like, say, 20 people in there, and they may say 17 teeth total in the whole place. And I'm not a good fighter or very good at protecting myself at all, you know? So I thought, well, this may not work out. And, So I saw behind the bar there was this one older woman. She looked like she was in her 80s, and she kind of hunched over like I remember my grandma started to do. She had curly white hair, and she's all, I thought, well, I could take her. So I went over there. I go up to her. I says, man, we're trying to find Luckenbach, and we're so lost. And I swear this is true. She turned around really slow. I'll never forget it. She turned around. She looked up at me, and she kind of smiled. She says, Luckenbach, drink with us. So we did. And at the end of the night, you know, we had got our guitars out, and we were singing and everything and drank a whole bunch of beer. And I went up to her. They called her Miss Virgie. So I said, Miss Virgie, how much do we owe you for the beer? And she says, you don't owe me nothing, boy. So we started after that, every Friday after that, we would go down and sing for her, you know. By the end of the summer, I had gotten an hour, and I made this song up, Miss Virgie, wherever she is tonight, I don't know, but I play this for it. It features the hottest guitar work that I could do. It's not this part. Thank you. Hello, Miss Virgin attended bar to shack out in the hills. Never made an old money boy, but he paid up all of her bills. She must have been 80 years old, but her heart was warm and her beer was cold. And she'd give away more than she ever sold, smiling all the time. I used to sing off in the corner every Friday night to a loud crowd of cowboys, bikers and barroom fights. They'd be drinking beer and carrying on. Not a one of them was listening to one of my songs, but old Miss Virgie was singing along. She said she knew them all by heart. And then one night after closing, she poured me up a beer and she said, come over here and sit down, you little shit. I got something you ought to hear. She said, life isn't easy getting through. Everybody's gonna make things tough on you. But I can tell you right now, if you dig what you do, they will never get you down. She said, life's too short to worry. She said, life's too long to wait. Well, it's too short not to love everybody. Life's too long to hate. I meet a lot of men haggling for naggle all the time, trying to save a nickel, maybe make a dime. She said, not me, boy, no siree. You know, I ain't got the time to. Seen old Virgie, I guess it's probably been almost 18 years. Been bumming around this country, singing my songs for tips and beers. Now the nights are long and the traveling's tough. Hotels are weird and the pay sucks. But I can't take what I do enough, it never ever gets me down. I say life is too short to worry, I say life's too long to wait. It's too short not to love everybody. Life's too long to hate. I meet a lot of men haggling for naggle all the time, trying to save a nickel, maybe make a dime. She said, not me, boy, no siree. No, I ain't got the time. I told you I played there every Friday night for the rest of the summer, you know. And there was this one guy that used to sit in the corner every Friday night and listen to me play. He'd sit over there drinking beer, hogging like three or four teeth all to himself. And one night at the end of the summer, he come up to me. We hadn't talked the whole summer, you know. And he comes up to me and says, boy, I've been watching you. And I remember I said, you know, I've noticed that. I wanted to thank you. And he goes, oh, don't thank me, son. I think you suck. And I understood what he meant when he said I sucked. But he wanted to go on and on about it. So he did. He said that him and his brothers was big fans of Eddie Van Halen and the Eddie Van Halen band. He said, last summer we drove into Austin to see Eddie Van Halen and the Eddie Van Halen band. Whole damn concert, Eddie V was on the top of his guitar. He said, you play the same three chords the whole fucking night, it sucks. So when I come up with this song, I thought of old Jerry Jeff, of course, and I thought of my buddy Trog, and Willie and Waylon and the boys, Eddie Van Halen and the Eddie Van Halen band. But most of all, I thought about that guy and his brothers. And that's when I come up with this part. Eat your heart out, you inbred some bitch.
That was the Devil's Backbone Tavern. And the long story, we also heard Tillamook County Jail. And we started off a beer run. Todd Snyder, the great troubadour, Mr. Counterculture himself. He heard that Jerry Jeff Walker, as we heard in that song there. His life was never the same. So, all right, let's keep on moving on with Pretty Boy Go Back to Franklin off his East Side Bulldog record. It's country funk time.
I was explaining to the kids what we were going to do. And I said, so we're a band. We don't really have songs. We just have topics and a history. And we only sing about certain stuff. And we're just going to make it up. And so I said to the kids, we just sing about, and I remember saying, in East Nashville, nobody cares about the music business. So we in our group, we only sing about like chicks or cars or partying hard. And then I was like, watch. And so we went out, and me and the group, I think Tim was there, bass, and we had a great group there. Eric was on bass, I played the guitar, Gunderman was on the piano, and I said, nobody cares about the music business. Nobody sound like they're telling the truth, or when they're talking about it. Well, I don't want to talk about it. I want to talk about chicks and cars and partying hard. I like chicks and cars and partying hard. Say what you want about old Bo Cephas. He may be crazy, but he's laughing all the way to the bank. Shit. Old Bo Cephas, he's got all kinds of hits. He's always singing about chicks and cars and partying hard. I like a chicks and cars and I'm partying hard. I said, hey, pretty boy, go back to Franklin. Hey, pretty boy, go back to Franklin. Nobody here wants to talk about distribution. I didn't come down here to make connections. I come down here to get my big old baby drunk and take her home. It makes her horny when I play her some stones. They're always singing about chicks and cars and partying hard like the chicks and cars and partying hard. Hey, pretty boy, hey, pretty boy, go back to Franklin. Hey, pretty boy, go back to Franklin. Nobody here gives a shit about publishing. Then I played a solo. Now it. Chicks and cars and partying hard. Fellow travelers, and welcome to Board Game USA presents Take the Blind Lemon Pledge and Stick It to the Man. The object of Board Game USA is to win. To win, you must defeat competitors. To defeat competitors, you must take the Blind Lemon Pledge and stick it to the man. Warning, once the game begins, it continues. To begin, all competitors must be blinded by the razzmatazz until they have become a lemon. Next, competitors must choose between a 3-5 lemon game or a 5-7 lemon game. Once a number has been settled upon, all competitors will be disqualified. This should leave you with 10 lemons, both of whom shall compete in a best of 70s rock, paper, scissors tournament to determine who someone will be. If at any time a lemon lands on the board, a Zambi card will be pulled with no explanation whatsoever, and a botheration song will be played to determine how.
In the event of sudden death, naturally, all lemons will rally together privately in protest of the idea that one must have a specific idea before there could be logic in protesting or marching or chanting and making signs with your friends. And in the event of lingering death, all lemons will naturally gather alone in hope of sighting a spontaneous dance in the joyful tribal protest of nothing, because we can't trust it like we can trust everything else. Everything else is what we will be rewarded for celebrating. Once we have celebrated everything else and protested nothing, we can advance to the next dimension. However, to leave this dimension, each lemon must insist upon complete catastrophe over its entire botheration before taking on another minute of any complications that are not its own. This segment of Board Game USA should last for eternity, after which one should be charmed with the promise of being continued in perpetual prime time suspension over 14 garbage cans until next week forever. To make the game stop, one must begin the game. And one cannot begin the game until one has been blinded by the razzmatazz.
Dead end street, walked in slow and took a back row seat. I knew I had nothing new to say. So many people looked so burned out, I couldn't help feeling bad about just having to be there anyway. A friend of a friend from work came in. I never had known what to make of him. He'd always seemed to be so insincere to me. You know, I've always been afraid of a 12-step crowd. They laugh too much, talk too loud, like they all know where everyone should be. It's been a long talking in a circle, I was by myself. Everyone was telling everyone how they felt. It felt like so long since I've been young. As the circle kept moving its way to the back, I was wondering what I was gonna say. In fact, I still didn't know as it rolled off my tongue. Spent it alone. Car. But a little later on that night at the bar, I was telling everybody how strange my day had been. They said, brother, all you need is another shot. So I threw one down and said, thanks a lot, as I thought to myself, well, here we go again. Spend it alone. Long year, spend it alone.
All right, that was A Long Year. I love that song. Bit somber. Before that, we heard the board game rules. So I hope you get blinded by the razzmatazz. I certainly did. Todd Snyder blinded me with the razzmatazz, and I am grateful he did. Okay, we're going to move on to our last segment with a song I've always enjoyed called Money, Compliments, and Publicity. All right. I'm still trying to keep my hurt feelings at bay. Even in tough times, these Todd Snyder songs uplift me so. So kudos to you, Todd Snyder. Well done.
A man once said that the pinnacle of success was when you finally lost interest in money, compliments, and publicity. A noble enough idea, I suppose. How on earth he does this, heaven only knows. I know I need a lot more of all three of those before I ever had the nerve to turn up my nose at any money, a compliment, some publicity. I'm broke as the Ten Commandments. Sometimes I'm harder to follow. I don't know whether to walk to school or take my lunch and my watch. It's true. You may think you see a man who is looking for attention, but you're looking at a man who has lived through a little bit of poverty, some anxiety, some scrutiny. You know, if I ever do get my money together, I'm gonna take care of all of my friends. I'm by an island, run a phone line, call and tell them all to get f***. Oh, that ought to take care of them. Just be me and my money and my compliments and my publicity. Singing with me, money, a compliment and publicity. It's an issue for me. I went to see this therapist. She said, just do the best you can do. Do the best you can do. I was hoping for something more specific. That the pinnacle of success was when you finally lost interest in money, compliments, publicity. Many years later, another man will say all that again, but not for the sake of inspiring men, but rather 'cause he got 9 songs and knows he needs at least 10 before you can go back to town and turn them all in to get the money. You guessed it, the compliments, publicity. Money, compliments, and publicity. Lord, I'm gonna take it to the bank and say money. I love the compliments and the publicity. I got so many people to thank. I wanna thank Clive Davis. I wanna thank the good Lord up in heaven above and all my fans for my money, my compliments, and my publicity. Ooh, you know my money, compliments, yeah, publicity. Lord, I wanna bathe in money. I love a compliment, publicity. Mm-hmm. Money, a compliment, yeah, publicity.
tape is rolling. I want to send this song out to Michael Moondog Webb, Wreck of Honor and King of Fraser. And the moon climbing the walls of this hurricane, still over all I can't complain. All I wanted was one chance to let freedom ring. They said I had to get a permit, tags and everything. Never made it through that red tape. I got this paper hat. I got a job working weekdays. You want fries with that? I got nothing to lose. I got nothing to gain. It's like a one-way ticket to cruising that passing lane. I was talking with my girlfriend. I told her I was stressed. I said I'm going off the deep end. She said give it a rest. We're all waiting in the dugout, wishing we could pitch. How you gonna throw a shutout if all you do is bitch? I got nothing to lose, 'cause there's nothing to gain. It's like a one-way ticket to cruising that passing lane. I can't complain. So now I got a brand new dance. I need one more shot. I just need one last chance. No, I won't get caught. I gotta make my last stand. This time I can't be bought. But then again, on the other hand, how much have you got? I got nothing to lose. I got nothing to gain. It's like a one-way ticket to cruising that passing lane. I can't complain. A little out of place, a little out of tune. We're all lost in space, a race in that moon. Climbing the walls of this hurricane, still over all, I guess I can't complain. I can't complain. No, I can't complain. Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. You work and work for years and years. You're always on the go. You never take a minute off. Busy making dough. Someday you say you'll have your fun when you're a millionaire. Imagine all the fun you'll have in some old rocking chair. Oh, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself
while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. You're gonna take that ocean trip, no matter come what may. You've got your reservations, but you just can't get away. Next year for sure you'll see the world, you'll really get around. But how far can you travel when you're 6 feet underground? Oh, enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Get out and see the world. You worry when you're doing well, you worry when you're not. It's worry, worry all of the time. You don't know how to laugh. They'll think of something funny when they write your epitaph. Oh, enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pain. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think.
All right, we did it. That was Enjoy Yourself off Todd's East Nashville Skyline record, which we played a bunch of songs off of. Mighty fine record. And I hope you enjoyed this show. Before that, we heard I Can't Explain. I also love that line about that I won't be bought, but how much you got? That is the American Conundrum right there. And then we started off with Money, Compliments, and Publicity. I want to thank X-Ray FM for having the Lonesome Captain and his Hurt Feelings play our music, our favorite songs for you people. And I hope you have a great week. And if you want to hear anything, write me an email, lonesomecaptain@gmail.com.